Want to hear about the wonderful qualities of your inspired self? The inspired self is direct and clear. It is not confused, hence it is not here to confuse. It is not fearful, so it does not cause fear or doubt. It is not a shrinking violet, hence it does not hide its light under a bushel. Confusion, fear, doubt, and hiding all cause indirect and muddled communication. Your inspired self is here to direct the thinking traffic jams and clear the air. Simply pause. Your inspired self is creative. It is creative in often unexpected ways and untypical of your cubicle self. If I had attempted to brainstorm a truly helpful program, I would be sharing something my cubicle self thought was helpful. It might have some nice ideas, but upon closer look, I see the cubicle self in its habitual thought pool treading water, efforting to stay afloat. The inspired self lets itself be carried along the waves of inspiration. You can feel the difference. Your inspired self is listening. Listening to those thoughts which are worthy of you. It sees what the cubicle self is going through, but it does not take it seriously or get offended because it knows that the cubicle self simply doesn't know any better. It is doing the best it can. Being that your inspired self is listening to inspiration, it is not on the defense. It does not jump into your thoughts the loudest, launching a cubicle attack. Those loud, overbearing thoughts are coming from the cubicle self's sense of unworthiness. Your inspired self listens to itself and hears the sound of peace. The inspired self never takes a day off. It is available 24/7 in all environments and emotional climates with an infinite amount of energy. So, you never have to rely on sustaining your cubicle self. When fatigue sets in and emotions begin to take their toll, that's a sign. Yield to your inspired self. Your inspired self is powerful. Its power comes not from having to be in control or controlled, but from being connected to inspiration, its power source. It is an expert in all situations. No seeming problem is too small or too large for it to solve. It is keeping our best interest at heart. It may not coincide with what we think is in our best interest at the time. It is always something better than we imagined possible. Remember, your inspired self knows the big picture. Your inspired self is not interested in validating, blaming, shaming, or laying guilt upon the cubicle self. Such thinking and behavior is a waste of time and a distraction from living a life worthy of you. We want to be aware of the cubicle thinking so as not to be led astray into dispiritedness. However, we need not blame, shame, and lay a guilt trip on the cubicle self. Let go. Lighten your load. Give all of it to your inspired self. Your inspired self is keeping its eye on the goal, shining forth the thought, I am here only to be truly helpful. Your inspired self is inspiring. The more we turn towards it, the more we want to listen again and again. The results and our experience are proof that being willing, listening to, and following your inspired self works, if peace of mind is what you really want.